This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Happy hump day. Hope everybody had a nice day in isolation. I was reading a story yesterday that they say we shouldn't call it social isolation. We should call it physical isolation or physical distancing.
No,
because it sounds antisocial to say social distancing.
Oh, I thought you're talking more like, but we still have all our electronics so we can still communicate. Therefore, these electronics aren't what humans want or need.
That's like for sure.
Desperate play.
Yeah.
The real deal is you want to be around the people that, you know.
Well, yes.
And you also want to be able to get away from the people you live with once in a while.
That too. True social distancing.
Holy moly.
How's that going? How was your 10 to 12
Oh, it's fine. I just have to do more than that even. I don't want to, but I have to.
Hmm.
She works. She's got a million meetings. You know what's funny? This show... In the very beginning, I'd say, I don't know what percentage of the show we spent bitching about Lewis's meetings, but a good percentage of it.
Oh,
you know,
my
these
God.
These meetings we used to go to that accomplished nothing, that were absolutely, here we are again.
Weekly meeting.
Oh, boy. So.
And the turn the page.
And to know or to find out later that the entire Silicon Valley, everybody that works there, they spend all day every day in meetings.
Yeah.
They must have been listening to us going, what that world sounds- are you in that one meeting a week is too much?
I know. Well, look, here's the thing. If there was an agenda for the meeting and
right.
things actually no, came out of the meeting that didn't just get mentioned again the next week and kicked on down the line, like it, you know, it was frustrating because when we first started going to those meetings, we're like, yeah, we got a million ideas. Here's what we should do. We should do this. And then you realize 2 months in, you're like, okay, so nothing happens at these. This is really just a chance for you to make the overnight person get up in the middle of the day and come into work. This is
right.
like your way of torturing people.
Yeah, I'm already with you, so you don't have to convert me. I hated those things. But
yeah.
but the point I'm making is this chick's in meetings all day. All
but they probably actually get things done, Vin.
I don't know.
Because otherwise, how would anything get done? The amount
point.
Of meetings that
it's
these
just weird
are
that you,
in.
You like I always keep as I've watched her work, I keep going, when do you like sit down and work? And she's like, this is my work, dude.
Oh.
This is it. This is what I do. I'm in meetings.
They just it's talk just, about stuff?
Oh,
that's
God,
how the work gets done.
You know, and normally she puts headphones on, but when they're not wearing them, you just go, how does anyone stay plugged into this?
Like, what are they talking about?
They're breaking down the smallest details of every single thing they do all day, every day.
Oh.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
But they don't do anything because they're in these meetings all day.
Well, so anyway, I'm actually very impressed. She's a hard worker. And most everyone I know that works in tech works hard, long hours. So
sure.
I'm not trying to break their eggs or anything, but the bottom line is, even though the deal that her and I had was that I wouldn't be doing a bunch of baby duty, it turns out I'm doing all the baby duty. Like, thanks, COVID-19.
You'll never be closer to your daughter.
And my string of...
It's wonderful.
My string of luck continues.
Oh, how so?
Well, I mean, listen, between the thing my kid got sick with, I mean, like... I've been on a roll.
I thought you said something new was happening.
No.
Some new lucky thing.
The whole world fell into my bad luck this time, but, you know.
Oof. Thanks a lot.
Jeez.
The world has conspired against you, Vincent, to make you a father.
I don't. It's just one of those things where we're trapped and there's no other way around it. Everybody's got to find a way to do their part.
Yeah.
So,
and our part is just to stay home as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. I had a great day yesterday. Right after the show, I went and took a 3-hour nap.
Oh, Jesus. Are
so
you
that
serious?
Was fun. Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to, but, you know, John was still in bed. So I laid in there. I talked to him for about a minute and a half, and then I fell asleep. And I woke up covered, just soaked. Like my clothes, my head, my hair, everything, top to bottom. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? Because I had my slippers and all my, you know, sweat clothes on. So I get out of the bed and it's still hot. Like, oh my God, it was 85 degrees yesterday. So I was like...
It was
like,
85 in Mill Valley?
It was over 80. I don't know what it was exactly, but it was crazy hot. And then I'm like, John, turn the air conditioning on. He's like, yesterday you telling me to turn up the heat. I'm like, well, yesterday it was cold. Hello?
Bay Area.
Yeah, exactly. Just wait a minute if you don't like the weather.
So you slept for 3 hours?
I did. Well, I guess so. Probably from like maybe 10:15 to 1:15.
How do you sleep on coffee?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just went to sleep. Just had some great dreams. It was like, ooh. Then I woke up and I got to work. Clean that pond filter. Oh, that is, whew. That's some glamorous work right there.
That pond has been...
awesome.
Hey, you live with it. If that's your feeling about it, good for you.
I mean, look,
between
it sucks
the
for half an hour.
And the...
I got those solved. That problem's solved. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the beat while my DJ revolves it.
Pretty good. Vanilla Ice, everyone.
Ice, baby. Yeah, I mean, I got it all figured out.
Good.
Plus, I'm home all day. I got nothing but time to skim the top of that and clean out the filter.
I'm hammering at least, I don't know, half a pot of coffee.
Oh man, I'm finishing my pot of coffee every morning.
And then you went and took a nap.
And took a nap.
How in the hell?
I don't know. I guess I think I'm just so, my body's like, yeah, coffee. You know?
Wow. Well, I finished up here and then went and hung with my kid for a couple hours to keep her away from mom, and mom did her work. And when I finished and it was lunchtime and we were hopeful for a nap, I went and laid down and was like,
oh,
eyes.
Oh no.
Couldn't have. Well, they're pinned open. I drank a half a pot of coffee.
Mm.
I don't know how you just climb in bed on a pot of coffee and go to sleep.
I don't know either, but it was easy. I didn't mean to fall asleep. I was just going to chat with John for a while. I, you know, I got 8 hours the night before. You'd think I'd be like,
there's definitely a lowered energy level when you're stuck in the house. No doubt.
Yeah.
It takes more energy just to get up and go. Like, for example, I run on the treadmill.
Yeah.
I got to like really get myself pumped for it. Yeah, it isn't like one of the things I'm doing today. It's like, oh God, this.
Well, the thing is that you can push it further in the day all you want until you finally push it to a point, well, I can't do that now. That'll just get my heart hammering before I go to bed. Like that's the thing about this whole thing and not having a schedule. Or at least having a much more relaxed schedule than, because I am like, you know, hardcore routine. Now I'm like, let's watch another episode of this show. Let's take a nap in the middle of the day.
3 hours.
Who cares when you
sheesh.
Eat? I know. It's just because there isn't anything pressing. Like, you're contained. I mean, yes, I could clean. I could do all my spring cleaning. Will I? Probably not. You know, I feel like I'm going to be trapped here for a while. I'm sure I'll be motivated at some point, won't I? It's just such a weird purgatory or something, you know? Like, well, here we are again. My kid had a midterm yesterday, so he was working on that. The other kid.
What does that look like?
It looks like a computer screen, you know?
I know, but does that, so he just walked, like says, I'm going in to do my midterm, see you later, and then he's gone for 3 hours or what?
Yeah, I think he said it took him like 7 hours to do it. It's for quantum mechanics.
Seven?
Yeah. He goes, I think I failed it. I go, you probably didn't fail it. You say that all the time. And, but he's like, I'm going to drop that class if I failed it. I'm like, all right, do it, you know, whatever, kid. I would have dropped that class the minute I heard the name of it was quantum mechanics. So,
well, that's what he's into though.
Yeah, I guess. But we did that all day. So I didn't see him, and the other kid I never see anyway. I only see him at dinner. Tacos, by the way, delicious.
Let me ask you a question about the quantum physics.
Please. Oh, I'm sure. Please let me just hit you with my knowledge.
Well, no, I mean, my question isn't about the specifics. It's
oh, thank
more
God.
About, does that boy, he's got a good grasp on this stuff, though, right? I mean, he's not out of his league.
I don't know. After listening to him complain about the midterm yesterday, it doesn't sound like he's got that great of a grasp of it. But, you know, I mean,
also being humble so he doesn't create over,
I don't know,
too big of an expectation?
I actually don't know. It's a pass-fail thing right now. I don't know if they're, I think, because of the whole coronavirus thing, like they've changed all the midterms to pass fail, so you don't, you know, they don't count in a number base toward your GPA or something.
Right.
But he didn't have to take this class. He's a computer science major, so he didn't, it's not required. So if he drops it, he'll drop it because he doesn't want to fail on his grade point average, and it was an elective anyway, so.
Except he probably aced the thing.
You know what? I know. I've heard him bitch so many. No, I don't think I did well on that midterm or final or whatever. And then he's like, oh, I did great. I'm like, oh, okay.
I asked that because there's definitely stuff in college that I didn't do the work. And I was completely in over my, I was just in over my head.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to happen. It wasn't like I can figure this. So many times I've been able to pull stuff.
Yeah.
And there's, I came up against certain things in math that I just was like, nope. I didn't do the work. I don't know this. I'm in way over my head. I am dropping this class, but it's completely different than I think what he's dealing with.
Well, yeah, and I don't know. You know, when he told me it was an elective class, I'm like, why would you take quantum again? I don't know. I'm interested. I'm like, all right. Yeah, I'm vaguely interested in that too. I think I'll take basket weaving 101.
Right, I think he's someone though that is dealing with the GPA and trying to trying to keep that up. And I was like, I'm just trying to not drown.
Right,
I'm dying over
exactly.
Here. This isn't
I just want to get through this and get to the next stage. Although I don't know why I rushed my life so much. You know, you look back on it, and all you wanted to do was be an adult when you were a kid, and you know, it would have been. I wish I'd applied myself in high school. I'm not stupid. I could have done better. I could have graduated college but you know, whatever, it all gets you to where you are right now.
You know, we talked about this once before, and I'd mentioned to you guys that taking guitar later in life, even though I was lucky enough to have a guitar in the house and my parents were happy to give me lessons, I would not do the work. I had this idea in my head that, you know, when you see people who are cool and playing guitar and they do it so nonchalant, I just didn't see that they'd put that much work into it. You know, they make it look so easy, and it's this stuff with your...
Right, he's a natural. He only practices 8 hours a day.
Your flats and your... Right, exactly. But I just... So I was talking about that on the air, about how going back to guitar lessons as a grown-up, I've been interested and wanting to learn and done the work without anyone telling me I needed to.
Right.
And it turns out often as you're older, you aren't distracted by the girl in the front row or the snow trip that you've got coming up.
But as an adult,
the fact that you're broke.
Yeah. As an adult, whatever. Though, you don't have those 8 to 10 hours a day that you do as a kid.
No, true, true. But I got a bunch of people wrote in, more than one, saying, you know, I went back to college as a grown up and was into it. Yeah. Loved it. Loved right. learning. Loved studying. Right. Loved all the stuff that it comes with. And it's weird that it just doesn't seem to be as easy when you're...
Well, it's not a priority. You feel like you got the rest of your life for that stuff. You don't realize how fast it's going to go.
Right.
It goes faster all the time. You know, how did you get it? How did you have a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old? Like, that's impossible. You know?
Oh my God, dude.
How did we hit 50? It's impossible. How are we 20 years past the new millennium? Impossible.
Right. Oh, anyway, yesterday here, just to finish the story, it was beautiful. Mm. Like the perfect. We didn't even hit 80. It was 70 something.
Oh, nice.
Sunny, beautiful. I went for a fully masked up bike ride with my daughter.
All right.
And we got pictures of us. You can't. We look like thugs.
Oh, nice.
We're wearing
sure.
full.
You're either on a masked bike ride or going to rob a bank.
Right. Exactly right.
Oh, do you have sweatpants on with camouflage on them?
What in the heck?
Do you have camouflage pants on?
I do. They're hideous. Don't.
Let's have a look at that. Are they like PJ bottoms? Are we on Instagram Live? Oh,
we
yeah.
We sure are.
Oh, boy, look at that butt. Remember you used to not have a butt? You got one now, buddy.
Oh, thanks so much.
It looks good.
Yeah, I know, seriously. It's like you inserted some
it looks like a pillow.
Whatever.
Oh,
stuff
really?
Yeah, it looks like a pillow's in there.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a good look. You get those
you
underpants
awesome.
To give you a butt on?
How
it must
the heck
be those,
did you see?
Those bike rides. Yeah, I don't know how you saw that, Sarah.
Because he got himself sat up to, I don't know, are you sitting cross-legged in the chair or something? Like he pulled himself up and I was a glimpse of camouflage. Well,
I am all folded into my chair. That's so weird that you can see all that.
Well, you sat up. You just, you know.
Instagram
all right, so anyway,
crazy.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to get off the subject. So you guys are out robbing banks.
I am. Well, no, it was just a beautiful day is the point. I'm glad it was nice for you. We had a wonderful, really nice day. Got to just soak some sun and bike ride and hang with my kids.
Yeah, we set up the badminton net. We batted the birdie around a little.
Who's we? Your family or just
family.
You and John?
No, the family.
Oh, they all got in, huh?
Yeah, well, right after dinner. We had tacos for dinner, which were great. And then somehow we got I don't know how it happened, got a half gallon of ice cream. And then we all had energy because sugar shock. Well, I'm like, hey, you know what we should do? Go out back, hit the birdie around. It was fun. It was good. It was a nice day, you know? I'm gonna be needing a nap because I didn't get to bed till like 10 o'clock last night, but...
Oh, is that right?
Because well, you know,
because
I took
nap.
That stupid nap. It's so stupid to lay down. I should just never do that. It's just ridiculous.
I know why you do, and I think most people are with you, even though this conversation seems ridiculous. We're all trapped in our houses.
Yeah. Well, there's just nothing else pressing.
The news that Gavin Newsom, you know, I think they were trying to tell us, you know, oh, we're talking about getting things restarted. Things are looking good. Everyone's done a great job. Just keep going.
Right.
But then the question of when will we get to party again? And the answer was not for a long time. Like sports. No. Yep. Concerts, no.
No.
And although we probably all kind of knew that, I think he kind of broke it to us gently. I don't even think that he did it as firmly as that what they really mean. I don't think they're going to let anything happen this year. Nothing.
Yeah, this year is, I mean, we sort of joked about it back in March. We were like, oh, this year's canceled. And turns out this year is actually canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe school will start up in September? Maybe?
Well, it's going to look... You know, they keep saying, well, it'll look very different. And I don't know what that means, but...
Everyone will be in a bubble? I mean...
I don't know. I don't know what... You know, that's something that they'll sort out. I don't know if they bring in some kids, stagger kids, to make an appearance once or twice a week.
Right. Well, and then the rest of the time, about that. You were talking about that with workforces that they might, weren't you? Was that mm-hmm. you?
Well, no, yeah. that is one of the things that they'll figure out ways to get people going back in, you know, small numbers.
Right.
As for schools, I can only think that they'd say, all right, we're going to take the A through E's.
Sure.
On Monday, and you guys come through and we'll get you sorted out, and then we'll see the E, the F's through, you know, whatever. I don't know how they'll do it, but it'll be
right.
Very different.
Oh my God. I long for not thinking about this anymore. That'll happen someday, right?
I hope so.
Right. Hey, Nicole, Bryn, anything to report from yesterday? Any significant developments in your various families?
No, I posted a TikTok.
You posted a TikTok?
Yeah,
Oh my God, I gotta follow you on TikTok.
And then
I hate TikTok.
What's your handle?
Yeah, what's your handle?
It's the same as my Instagram. And then I posted it on my Instagram story.
Nicole underscore DeJesus.
Oh wait, no underscore. S. Just my first and last name for TikTok.
All in one.
Mm-hmm.
You actually got your first and last name, no numbers or anything?
No.
Well, that's amazing.
I tried to shorten it, but so many people have my name, I guess.
Nicole DeJesus.
Yeah. Well, nope, not that many if you were able to get it.
I know. I was going to say, that's incredible. yeah, all right. I'm going to look at that. What did you do in your TikTok?
So there's like this voiceover that's been going around about a dog. Kind of like you're looking at a view and it's this guy narrating it. And then when you go, it's the last thing is your dog. So it's like a panoramic view of my backyard and then it's my dog. But the voiceover makes it funny.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
So you have to. I kind of gave the ending away, but you'll see.
That's okay. People who watch TikTok, like I'm sure, are familiar with it. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'll be waiting for the dog. All right. I'm going to look at that.
I was
right
just
now.
Messing around with it, trying to, like, how does this app work? Because I watch a bunch of videos.
Yeah. You can't help it. You watch one, you're like, well, let's see what the next one is.
Yeah. You just keep scrolling. So.
Oh, boy. That app. What a P-O-S.
You've got it. What are you talking about?
I know. It sucks. Like, I spent half an hour on that thing yesterday. Mm-hmm. John's like,
you did?
What? Are you what? Yeah, because you get sucked in. And then it's like, you know, people are doing the dances. And then there's people teaching you how to do the dances. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, okay.
Did you guys, when you signed up for TikTok, give them a lot of information? Because people mm-hmm. wrote in mm-hmm. saying, yeah, that's a Chinese company and they're not... They can take your information and do anything with it.
Yeah,
and
no, they got my Facebook information, I guess, because I used Facebook to sign in.
Yeah, I just put in my email address, so maybe my email, but that's...
I don't know, and I'm not trying to scare you. I just... Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of everything.
That TikTok came up, people were writing that in.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I mean, who knows anything about this stuff anymore?
Right. You know, as long as I can't get coronavirus over the phone, I'm okay with it.
That's why I waited, though, because I knew about that a couple months ago. And then I'm like, I don't want another social media app. So I held out for the longest. And then now we got nothing to do.
Now you're on it. Bryn, you're on there, too, right?
I am. I mean,
Have you done any challenges?
I did one challenge, and it was another voice. They usually... That's very popular right now, where they take the audio from another video and they overdub it the same way Nicole did. Yeah. I have one on there. It's stupid. I just tried it. It's fun, but it's a time sucker, so I try to stay away from it because once I start, I go down this rabbit hole and I'm there for an hour.
I know. Yeah. It's unreal. Like, yeah.
She stands
there,
like, she shakes her head.
One more. Just one more. Just one more.
Well, I'll swipe up. It's so easy. Swipe. I know. Swipe. Walk,
right. If I'm bored in the first 2 seconds of something, I just go by. I was like, I don't care. I just go until something catches my attention. So stupid. What are we doing with ourselves?
We're stuck at home.
Yeah, we're stuck at home.
Exactly. Thank God for TikTok.
It's the whole theme of the show. Come on.
KLC, KLC. So when I go to follow you, I'll figure it out. I'm not going to ask you all the technical stuff. KLC, KLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.